The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them as fight me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Football Association, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinics, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip-hop apocalypse up. You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurt and me rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk us bag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow and need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frosting can't stand me neither. Game excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind fraud, them is them parents get corrupt, so them born negative. How much longer you got yet from people? You know, see, you're not benefit. These cars with digits.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk us bag a thing now. Big throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
That we a go hard and a do it. Hennessy a floss and a do it. Champagne pop off and a do it. The girl dem a ask say a do it. Plus me jeans that a true it.
The Friday, May 5th edition of Talking Head. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And glad to be back in the chair. Had to deal with some personal issues yesterday. Had to take care of some family business. So I greatly appreciate everybody who reached out to me. We're all good. And we make it happen. And Pops is all good. So we'll keep it moving. All right. Phone lines are open. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Here in New Providence. Toll free in Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Standard text rates apply. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian 96.9 FM. Now, before I get to the headlines, let me hook you up with your trivia, with your brain teaser. Playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes, coupons, and, of course, lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. All right, fully loaded is the bag. And, hey, listen, my Bahamian man, my God. I was shaking my head when I read this one today. I just shaking my head. It's so us. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian men. Survey revealed that 38 out of 100, or 38%, believe that women should never do this ever. Should never do this ever. All right? And I'll put it to you like this. It has to do with appliances, electronics, mechanical, all right, nothing to do with relationships. Okay? But they did say that 38% of the men believe that Bahamian women should never do this. And if they do, it could be a problem. All right? Now figure it out. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in.
Right.
Now, while you work on that, we'll work on this. The headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views That Matter since 1844. Landmark ruling. All children of Bahamian fathers are citizens at birth. Privy Council dismisses absurd arguments made on AG's behalf. Wow. The mother sick. This truer than I thought. This got to be truer than I thought. Wow. Wow. I thought this might have been myth, but man, let me tell you something. Mr. Producer, second texter out of the gate. Got it right. Wow. 38% of the men surveyed in that. I think this might be a record for an answer on the trivia, by the way. But out of those 38 men surveyed, I mean, out of those 100 men surveyed, 38% or 30 out of 100 said, and right here, number two, women should never do this. Try to fix the car. And Fred stated, they also say, and don't talk to the mechanic either. Obviously for multiple reasons. But 38% said women should never try to fix the car. Never, ever. Don't touch it. Don't look at it. And that's somebody who knows what they're doing to deal with it. So, yeah, we got a winner. And a record setter today, too. My God. I think that's the fastest we've ever had a trivia answered. But, boy, I tell you. I know that could spark plenty of conversations in the car right now. Because I know some of them can look over at their significant and say, you know, I could work on this car if something went wrong, right? Woo! That could be one conversation. That can get hot. Answer honestly, fellas. If you're part of that 38%, man it up now. On that ride home, let them know. Say, no, you shouldn't touch this money for you. Never mind. Maybe on a Monday. Not on a Friday. Don't mess up your weekend. All right, well, we got the trivia out today. Let's check out the headlines. So, landmark ruling. And chime on in open lines today. So, let me know how you feel on all of these. The PM and the AG welcome the High Court decision. And just let me know your take on it. We have been over this issue a million and one different ways till Sunday. Just chime on in and let me know how you feel on that. Here's something else that kind of piques my interest. Gaming Board seeks best possible approach to the national lottery. Story by Jared Higgs, assistant broadcast editor. The Gaming Board is conducting a feasibility study to determine the best approach to a national lottery in the country. Gaming Board Chief Counsel Crystal Knowles announced Wednesday that the board was considering proposing an amendment to the Gaming Act that would pave the way to establishing a national lottery. Possible amendment may also involve including a provision whereby the government or the board can incorporate a corporate soul that is owned for the purpose of operating a national lottery, Knowles announced at a gaming conference during a presentation where she highlighted several proposed amendments to the Gaming Act. In order to determine the best approach, the board is having a feasibility study conducted to examine the structure of a national lottery. So let's see where that goes. All I'm saying is, if you look at it, there's going to be some hurdles and there's going to be some objections. Let's be proactive on this rather than reactive. Get people involved who know how the industry goes. Get their say on it. In addition to what this administration is trying to conceive. And then let's figure it out. So that's beneficial all the way around. And while we're at it, speaking of the Gaming Board, Chairman of the Gaming Board, Dr. Danny Johnson, made some great sense. I think Bahamians should be allowed to gamble in casinos. What say you, check on that? Do you think we're mature enough and we're cultured enough and we're ready enough to gamble in our own casinos. It happens everywhere else around the world. When I've done comedy gigs in Vegas, I've seen dealers leave the table and go to a slot machine on their break and play slots and smoke a cigarette until it's time to go back and deal. So why can't we? Why can't we? We should be afforded that right in this country. It should be optional whether we want to or not. We should be able to partake if we choose so or if we don't choose so. And then if we do, then there should be things in place to highlight and guideline the industry when locals are involved in it, especially from a plan standpoint. There should be protocols that we need to follow. And the bad apples who can't, let them be expelled and leave it for the masses that can. But I think it's something that should be looked at seriously. Naughty Braves administration policies has been causing hardships on many from he came to office, and they always have some smart political excuse. I believe the PRP is deliberately forcing the culture of dependency on government that they have cherished for decades. These people have developed a Stockholm syndrome in accepting the PLP's nonsense. What was the answer for Wednesday's trivia, Naughty? Good afternoon. How are you? Today's Friday. Wednesday's answer? Man, now you done it. Let me try to revisit the scene of the crime and see if I could shout it out there for you at some point, all right? Only because it's Friday, only going into the weekend, and only probably because you just need to know the answer. I totally get it. I get it. So let me know how you feel on the landmark rule. Let me know how you feel on the gaming board and if Bahamian should be allowed to gamble. The gaming board situation with the National Lottery in today's Guardian. And obviously the other topic that's been discussed, Bahamian should be allowed in their own casinos. We should be allowed to partake and participate. I mean, there's a lot of Bahamians that feel that we should. And it's an easy, you know, cop out to jump, oh, we can't behave. Look, man, I know we can't behave. I know we like to show our bungee from time to time. However, I think we all know this ain't a carnival and over and under. You can't freak yourself out. If you lose at the slot machine, they didn't cheat. If the dealer beat you at 21, either you don't know when to weigh or you don't know when to count, and okay then. But they didn't cheat. So I think we know the protocols, but they need to be established. And if we break those set protocols, if we're allowed to get in and gamble after all these years in our casinos, then they need to adhere to, just like we have to adhere to protocols anywhere else in the world when we go. Because we only like show our bungee here. We don't do it in the rest of the world. You ever notice that? And them said who do is just ain't use. Just ain't use. And everybody in the world got some of them. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? 9 FM, who's this?
This is Naughty.
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Yeah, man. They keep telling us, see, the same way they say the BM is more white. They keep telling us, you don't want to do this, or they ain't on the behavior, they ain't on this and that. Man, let's gamble and all of the rules. Just like we have rules for everything else, you have rules for that too.
Correct.
And the people, and the thing that they go, the payments them go away, spend all the money, they gamble away. Why they can't gamble and leave the money here?
I mean,
hey, that's not that.
Right, and the money will get here. If people do win, it will get filtered down into society.
All right, and then we stop a lot of crime. And the money, even the Jones up. Or not disrespect, but the guy on the side of the road could get $1, $2 and go over and win. And he could go and blast other people who has him out and all that, so they got to look at that too now.
Well, you know, they could be protocols. They got to clean themselves up if they're trying to go in there. But I get what you're going
with. No, but are you saying? You know, they get something, you know, they get Joneses in all different forms, Naughty.
Yeah, for real. You ain't lying.
Yeah, I don't mean them run set with them, hard them. I don't mean they get them set, clean up and everything, doing still talking to Joneses, digging and digging all that. So we have the numbers and this and that and all that, but the only way, only that's a little bit of money right now. We need something where if we could have some for three people out in each neighborhood, then when they're a couple million, everything on the place a little bit.
I think Bahamians feel like we're ready. I mean, I got Texas chiming in thinking it's time.
Yeah, man, you have to be ready now because you know money around the place now. But you gotta be needed.
We gotta be able to do it responsibly, though.
That's what I'm trying to say now. Rules and regulation. You can't play with the law, Sim. They gotta be playing with the law, Sim, now.
What's your take on the Game of Blood looking to, at a possible national lottery?
That's what I'm trying to say. Bring it on. Bring it on. But just like I say, put in laws and regulations, and whoever put the hand in the kitty jar, off the stuff for it.
I gotcha. All right, man. Good stuff, man. Always good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, man.
All right. Be safe. Bless up. All right, let's get to the text lines. Just one question, Naughty. When was the last time you heard of a payment getting in problems at a U.S. casino because they lost their money? I'm just saying. Maybe we are in this regard. Furthermore, times have changed. The people who came up with these restrictions are not even at labor today. We look like fools. Very sad to say. Text, I agree with you spot on. Because I know plenty of us who've been to casinos in the States and we don't show the bungee. That's all I'm saying. Text, a caller, I see you. I'm coming to you right now. Good day, Naughty. Bahamians should be allowed to do anything that tourists are allowed to do in our own country. The national lottery should have been implemented from the time they swung us with the referendum that legalized the number houses. We could have used the funds to build staff and maintain the hospitals we need, plus the surplus could have been put into education like they do in Florida. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good points, texters. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's up, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on?
I think we need to get past our national hypocrisy first.
brother, talk to me. What you got for me today?
Before 1973, the administration at the time was on record. They were going into this nationhood status. They were going to allow all the gambling licenses to expire. And they were not going into independence with that burden on the people's backs. Now, sometime after 1974, something went wrong. And
something changed.
It went wrong to the point where Carlton Francis and a few others were the only persons who stood up against the then Prime Minister in the opposition to what was proposed. And he suffered terribly for that. Okay? He was crucified, basically.
Victimized and persecuted.
Right. And now, but he was, that was done to him while his fellow pastors, especially in the Baptist community, stood by and allowed it to happen. And now this is, we have not yet dealt with our past. Now, the problem I have with this present discussion is that I think Prime Minister Christie is on record as saying that, you know, it's not something that is viable or profit producing, right? you know. And that's a lie straight from the pit of hell. Okay? Gambling and numbers in this country is very profitable. Now, I think the issue with the national lottery aspect of it is that whosoever puts this proposal forth is going to have to go up against the Bahamas Christian Council. who don't seem to know where they are, anything.
Where they want to speak on or when they want to speak.
Okay. And see, you know, there's a passage in Scripture that says that if you sit down to a table to eat with the king, make sure you put a knife to your throat. And I think, you know, as we go into our 50th year of of nationhood, we got to cross some T's and dot some I's.
Oh, yeah. Maybe put some full stops and commas in there, too.
Full stops, commas, periods, blocks, whatever. Anyway, always can count on you to bring up the relevant topics.
Always can count on you to give me good stuff when you call, man.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Speak to Dr. Gilbert, yeah?
All right.
You know, he thinks the Lakers coming through.
we gotta talk to them. I thought they looked good in game one. Last night was a catastrophe. I don't know.
No team in the NBA is able to adapt like the Golden State.
No, and like I said from the playoffs started prior to, I said nobody's got the Houston Rockets and Rudy Tomjanovich written all over it more than Golden State. Never underestimate the heart of a champion. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt.
Those fellas would lose the first game just to see what the competition got you.
Anyway, I don't know about all that, cold
niggas, man.
All right. You call me at 5 o'clock and we'll pick it up then, man. Good to hear from you. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the first break. On the flip side of the break, we'll slide out of the headliners brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads and get into the buzz. I got a couple of things I'm buzzing on. And, boy, I see a video circulating out of Grand Bahama. Robbie, my God. Boy, you put on a good show today, Robbie. You free them tourists right up. You took a whole new level of begging today. You gone from just give me something to eat, but you got light bill paid and also you carrying on bad. I got to talk to you, Robbie and Grand Bahama. They didn't send me the video. I about to pull your file. A couple other files you get pulled too on the buzz. Brought to you by John Schusman. We pick it up on the flip side of the break as the Friday, May 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon, sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. To www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
People, what you're thinking? We want something different. Uh-huh. People, what you wanting? We want love the government. I can tell them no more slunking. We want the function. I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government. We want local government. Share the love. We want local government. We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Fried Chicken Experts, creators of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Talking Heads, the Friday, May 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And got to get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. Be sure to check out John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And John's serving you is a pleasure. New arrivals, your fast fashions, got all your workwear with all the accessories to go along with. Full selection for men, women, and children, formal, casual, athletic. And don't forget, they now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well over there at John's. So be sure to check them out today. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what you buzzing on today, man? What you got for me?
Right now, buddy. Hey, I want to see us get this national lottery go, but, you know, it could be some obstacle with that.
I mentioned earlier there's going to be some hurdles and some backlash,
yeah,
obviously.
No. The gaming public vote more for the national lottery than the gaming, than the number boys, you know.
No, I know.
They vote more. But what's going to happen, and like I said, the number boys, them ain't going to want that. They ain't won the national lottery.
Do you think it's a space where they can all coexist? Seeing how, you know, they've been
set up
operation for all these years, and now the goalposts are being moved on what they feel is probably like a deal they had set up initially?
Yeah, but you see, that can't happen. That should not have been happening. We should have a national lottery, if anything. And that's where the proceeds will go towards, even with the sporting to do.
Right.
You know, we got to sponsor these teams, we got to this, and we got to that. Okay? And the bigger with a national lottery than anything else, I might as well tell you. And then the gentleman was on there saying that. I don't think the Christian Council didn't agree, couldn't say nothing with the gaming, so... What they consider for the national lottery. You see my point?
I see your point. They're very selective on what they like to speak on.
Yeah, and then, like I say, the same thing with, I won't come off your subject, the same thing with BPL. You'll never see no alternative energy because...
It's bad for business. Me and you done talk about this.
Yeah, but the point is, you ain't gonna never see it because of who was involved. Don't mind them throwing up on two little we put one, solo panel on the place. But look where they put the solo panel on the places, but they don't get no money from. Put it to the school. The school, them don't pay no light bill.
Well, I tell you.
You see? No, I'm only showing you how this country operates.
Yeah, now, I tell you, because we shoot ourselves in the foot a lot.
Yeah, again, I repeat myself. They could be off school, this and that. And I understood them number boys ain't paying all the tax money. And, you know, I think they did petition at one time. We were fooled that they're good for $1 billion or whatever. They protest. I don't know if you remember that.
A lot goes on with that.
Plenty layers
to that onion.
Yeah, but again,
we don't know, and to their credit, we don't know what they were promised behind closed doors. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then we was deceived. You remember?
Because you know, Mao could say anything on the campaign trail, and when campaign call for shit, they promise.
The government could get it scared out of when the time come. Oh man, you can't pay all this costs and this and that. But yet still, you see this one buying this building, this other one owned that. The next thing, it's a cartel. So I'd love to see the national lottery.
Let me ask you this: what's your take on Bahamians being able to gamble in the casinos?
Well, I think you have to have certain rules in there. Mind you, you got a lot of high-profile Bahamians will gamble. So they may be the ones who will go to the casino, but I don't want you to just let one fella come in there and want $200 and then he won't carry on like he had bad. Yes, we have Bahamians. I think I have no problem with that, you know.
All right, man. I just wanted to get your take on that because a lot of people, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you got Bahamians who could afford to go in the casino and gamble. I mean, they got the money, so... You know, you go in there, you gamble, and I don't think they can break it up. Now, you got to be careful. These said who come in there with a little couple of dollars, and then when they lose it, they won't carry on by. So
I think protocols will be in place for that, though. Has to be. All right, man. Always good to hear from you, man. Enjoy your weekend, eh?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, be safe. Naughty, it's a cop out that said that people won't behave. I've never seen any fights in web shops or casino in the States where Bahamians frequent. And they can also legislate that the money from the casinos must stay in the Bahamas. Making some good points, y'all. Let me, check out some of these other texts. All right, another phone call. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Where you stay, my brother?
Hey, what's going on, Toby?
Everything's cool. You all right?
I'm good, man. What you got for me today?
Everything's cool. I glad hear Pop's doing good, man.
Give yeah, man.
Best,
yes, sir.
So let me ask you something, right? If Las Vegas decided no Americans are allowed in their casinos, what would the first thing that...
Discrimination.
All right, my brother.
And you'd have a lot of upset casino workers that I've witnessed myself in Vegas and in the States. When they get their break, if they could gamble, they take their little break. All right, missed today's trivia, Dexter. Well, today's trivia, we got a winner already, too. Today's trivia was 38% of Bahamian men surveyed. 30 out of 100 said women should never do this, and it's like involves, you know, appliances, mechanics, so on and so forth. The answer was fix the car and talk to the mechanic. Don't do neither of them things. That's a taboo. So, yeah, now you're all caught up, okay? All right. Ah, Lord. Some of you are texters. You're already starting to take this like the WWE. You're getting your favorite callers and your favorite texters and all type ish. Ah, Lord. Just what I wanted this show to become, it's become. I love it. It's got a cult following in multiple levels. I love it. All right, so let me address that. Now, Robbie, I don't want to call you a Jones, all right? Because you look too, a little too clean cut and a little too healthy to be Jones-ish. But you could be a bum, like brother under modification, trying to get it together, okay? Now, I can't tell you a word of lie. And it's out of Grand Bahama, because the International Bazaar in the background. When that tourist asks you if you was all right, you tell him you hungry. You don't look too hungry with that big belly. I ain't gonna lie, Robbie. But boy, your talks were strong. I ain't gonna lie. You going from, I need a couple dollars to get something to eat and a couple dollars to put on my light bill because they just cut off my light. And you take the nice dress and you get out of there. Oh, my God, that's horrible. What can we do to help? Jeez. Jiminy Christmas. I even think I heard a, oh, no, buddy. That's not right, buddy. And eyes can get a little hot. Because as healthy and strapping as you look, you could be waking. You know what I mean? But the only thing that saved you is... Then you going in, there was multiple fast food restaurants available. You chose KFC. Yes, sir. And you didn't ask just for a one piece. You asked for seven piece. But you asked for original, my brother. And that's where you earned my respect. Because you asked for the original. You could ask for a lot of other things, but you asked for the original. And you got it. And they gave you money to put on your light bill. So you have some impeccable BS, Robbie. Your BS is strong. I applaud your BS. And I let you pass today because you asked for that seven-piece original from KFC. But on an other note, stop shaking down a tourist, man. You look like you're healthy enough to work. Get out there and look for something to do. And if you hear this show... And you need your finger pointed in the right direction to find something to do in Freeport. Well, you know I got my peeps in Freeport. Get at me at the show, toll free, 242-300-5720. Let me know it's you. And I'll point you in the right direction in Freeport to get hooked up. And I know you're probably going to hustle down to Earth again. And if you do, make sure I take him to KFC and get original again. All right? And speaking of original, vote.kfcnasra.com. Rock the vote for the original. And they how you start is where you finish. Go check out the numbers now. And get into KFC this weekend. All right? Let them do the cooking for you. I got the global woman coming up. Was eating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. But let me get this phone call first. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nori, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Nori, why should I work when I could go and get 7 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Just Robbie? Why, there's somebody speaking for Robbie.
It's Robbie.
Robbie! How I notice you, Robbie?
Because you trying to blast me on Guardian Radio.
Boy, and listen to that, I mean, just be listening to Freeport. I appreciate you, man. Now, Robbie, you're going wrong until the 7-piece original. That's what saved you in my book, because you know I down with original recipe from KFC. So
but that's because you're going to blast me on the radio. When that cruise ship coming tomorrow.
You're going to hit them again for 7-piece. Send me the video again.
All right, I beg the tourists to pay my light bill, my water bill, and my cable bill. And when I go buy my 7-piece, I'm going to go buy spicy.
But good, the promotion over tonight at midnight anyway, so that could be too late. So I hope that spicy going good and tear you up on the way out. Make you shoot flames.
What's happening, buddy? All is well?
What's going on, man?
I said, let me call you and play with your head this weekend, man.
Yeah, man. Everything cool?
Everything's great, man. Everything's great, man.
All right, man.
It was always a pleasure, man. Keep up the great work, buddy. Talk
all right,
to you later.
Brother. You too, man. Have a great, safe weekend, man. And keep it original. Boy, look here. My people. Mr. Producer, have you still got any more breaks? Have you took the first break yet? We took the first break? We did or we didn't? We took one, right? We took Muno. So we got one more to go. I get to that in a second. Did you see the video of Robbie? I can send it to you now. Let me tell you, Robbie read right up there under the Johnsons. You remember the Johnsons who said they're going to Canada to seek asylum because of the hurricane? God, they do. And could you help me pay my light bill too? Because they just cut off my light, by the way. That's why I need the food, because they cut off my light and I couldn't. Robbie had it down pat, babe. Robbie, but if you know Robbie in Freeport, tell Robbie in Freeport, babe. Listen, classic. So, it is Friday. Don't forget, we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. I got to check on Pearly, though. I had a feeling the Lakers was going to toad cut skin yesterday, but my God, 27-point blowout. Dear Jesus. That was a big monkey stomping. All right, so we talked about Robbie down there in Grand Bahama buzzing it out. Also, I gotta make a point. All right. Veteran Laker, who just texted me. I wanted to say Fossil Laker, but you know you are with me. Monday, all right? You can inquire on them on Monday. They should be here for Monday, all right? I just found out today when I came to work. Yeah, but call us and hit me in the 5 o'clock hour. We got to talk, though. Them fellas did not show up to play last night at all. Kermit, you see that cut skin last night? I wonder how Pearly can take it, man. I believe Pearly had some Pepto-Bismol today or something, but because... Normally, I hear from him, but it's quiet. Me? I can be honest with you. I kind of had a foreshadowing of that. I saw that coming. Now, game three is the key. That's the make or break game in that series. But anyway, we talk about it in the 5 o'clock. Let's get to that second break there, Mr. Producer. And on the flip side of the break, I'll be back to wrap things up in the first hour, get you ready for the second hour as the Friday, May 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
potatoes with gravy and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games.
We putting Bahamian's voice. Guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games. We playing with Island Games.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, 4:56 p.m. is the time. Getting you ready for the news at 5 o'clock hour. Let's get back to the text lines. Naughty, man, I see Laura, the food woman in London. Big up, Laura. What else is new? All right, listen. I thought, you know, at first, right, I didn't want to cry BS on the announcement when the PM came out and said he was taking the Governor General and the Leader of the Opposition. I didn't want to cry BS. You know why? Because I always felt that was a ruse. Because we know the Gussie May entourages this administration likes to carry behind them all over the globe. So I didn't want to call BS on it at first. But I had my premonition too. Because it's real easy to jump up and say, oh, well, the leader of the opposition went. But who else went? He needed to go. Every leader of the opposition in the region that was invited went. So that's a new point. I need to know why Miss Laura gone. I love Miss Laura to pieces. Before and after she stopped, Mr. Simonette. Miss Laura, right with me. I get it that she's a stalwart, a veteran, but why are you in London on our dime? When I see progeny of politicians from the PM right down on this trip. Why? Why? In what capacity? So, yeah, I understand people questioning it. Now, to their credit, you got the press secretary, director of information, all of that. That's their job. They're supposed to be there. You understand them being there. The homies and cronies and family and lovers and friends, that's who you got to question. Because it is a coronation, and we need to document it from our standpoint historically. But I'm not defending the Gussie Mae entourages that go, no, need to rein that in. Again, that's our dime. You thought Bermuda Gate would have been, you know, the coffee to wake them all up with. And to remind them, maybe we need to rein this ish in. But no. They trying to ride with the Harlem Globetrotters every chance they get. And I'm not saying you shouldn't go to these events. In some cases are necessary. But leave the gut. My God. And speaking of fake news and bad bogus propaganda, can we get above just putting out fake news? For low political mileage? I mean, come on. The connect the dot conspiracy theory videos? Every leader of the opposition in the region was invited. Okay? Jesus. Spare me some of them conspiracy theory videos, all right? I can start outing y'all and breaking y'all down. So we could get you all out of the way, and you all could go off in your own corner and have your own world of fake news and conspiracy theories. And we could focus on keeping it 100 and getting this nation where it needs to be and holding who needs to be held accountable. Anyway, time for the news. Let's get to the news. We'll pick it up on the flipping sports as the Friday edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear. Confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you. People, what you thinking?
can tell them no more slunkin'.
We want the edge function.
I can tell them no more joke.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Shut up.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
The sixth edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th. Get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B-Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org.
Friday, May 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And we're up into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:10 p.m. is the time. And Purdy's in the building. I get to hear him. And we got today in sports history lined up first and foremost. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And a lot happened on this day. Don't forget happy hour at Naughty Johnny's tonight. All right, 5 to 7. It just kicked off. All right, they got great food specials, great drink specials going on. Those cocktails are off the chain. And don't forget, they got the big coronation meal tomorrow. They've got the shepherd's pie going on for you and the pudding and all that good stuff. So celebrate the coronation of the king at Naughty Johnny's. All right? And be sure to check them out for happy hour tonight. Give them a call. See what's going on all weekend long. 377-7776. All right, on this day, May 5th in sports history, 1904, the third perfect game of the major leagues was thrown by Cy Young of the Boston Red Sox against the Philadelphia A's under modern rules. 1922, a contract was awarded to New York's White Construction Company for the construction of Yankee Stadium, the original Yankee Stadium. 1925, Everett Scott of the Yankees ended his game playing streak of 1,307 games. 1956, Jim Bailey became the first runner to break the 4-minute mile in the U.S. He was clocked at 3 minutes, 58.5 seconds. 1966, Willie Mays broke the National League record for home runs when he hit his 512th. 1978, Pete Rose of the Cincinnati Reds registered his 3,000th Major League hit. 1989, in Albany, New York, Mike Tyson got his second speeding ticket for drag racing. 1995, the last game was played at the Boston Gardens. The Orlando Magic beat the Boston Celtics. 2004, it was announced that Spider-Man 2 ads would appear on bases in Major League games during games for the June 11th through 13th series. The plan was canceled the next day. And your quote of the day, to succeed, you need to find something to hold on to, something to motivate you, something to inspire you, Tony Dorsett. And he was
Tony
a great
Dorsett.
One. Yeah, he was a great one right there. One of the best to do it for the Cowboys.
Oh, Lord. No,
yes. But he did play for the Cowboys and then later on for the Denver Broncos.
Yes, yes, yes. I remember the 98-yard run. I remember.
99-yard run.
99.9
against Minnesota in Minnesota on Monday Night Football in 1983.
Yeah, I remember that.
That record can only be tied. It will never be broken. I think Derrick Henry tied it. I think somebody else did, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Pearly.
Yes.
Let's get right to it.
I know Mystery's on call because, you know, Mystery on this high horse right now. Yeah. But, I get.
But didn't I tell you, I said I had a feeling Golden State was going to come back in that second game and try to make a statement?
Naughty. As I'm pulling for the Lakers, and I still feel the Lakers win this series, I really didn't look to win last night's game because I figured you're lucky to get a split in Golden State.
Right, but
you got your split. Just got a whole home court advantage when you reach home, that's all.
But I told you about Clay.
And then I saw, you know, and one thing I said, you can't put this one on LeBron.
Nope.
AD was terrible. AD was terribly terrible.
Everybody didn't show up last night. The only two players who showed up were LeBron and Hachimura.
Yeah, one thing I see is he didn't exert a lot of energy, so he should be rested for Saturday night. And then the role players usually play pretty good at home, so we'll see what happens.
I think AD will be back with a better performance.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and to use your words, and to use your analogy and your words, but the referees let them fellas push the Lakers around a lot, but they wasn't blowing their business last night.
Uh-huh, because Kerr gone lobbying. Come on now, who used to play for? Phil Jackson.
I was like, wow.
Let me pull a page out of Phil's book.
Yeah, I was like, wow, look at this.
There was a lot of hacking going on. There was a lot of things under the bucket that they let slide.
They hacked 80 to death. But, you know.
All right, Pearly, the phone is ringing. The phone is ringing. I smell fish.
You know that's mystery. You know that's mystery.
Let's go to the phone line.
He mouth hard, but he better be doing hard. He mouth too much because they ain't playing yet.
Yeah, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Oh, he hung up. Call back, caller. He was about to get to you. All right, there he is. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, listen, let me tell you something, yeah?
Boy, I tell you I smell fish, Pearly.
Listen, you and Pearly sound like you're all attending a wake or funeral, man. What happened? Especially Pearly, stop crying, man. Stop crying.
Today, I had premonition to go to Sabres could win that game. I talked about
that. Listen. You know that Golden State is going to win this series. Beyond a reasonable shadow of a doubt, they're going to win the series. Okay? Lakers are absolutely no match for the Golden State Warriors. So is the Denver Nuggets. They're not. Okay? The Warriors going to the finals again along with the Miami Heat.
No, sir.
Okay? Yeah, absolutely.
What's your record? You're 1-1, right?
1-1.
And then you're playing tonight, right?
They've been the first one in New York.
Tomorrow night. They're giving them an extra couple of days rest for Jimmy Butler to try and get better.
Okay.
I don't anticipate Jimmy Butler playing tomorrow. That'll be a crazy move.
Then you'll lose.
Huh?
If Jimmy Butler don't play tomorrow, you'll lose.
We could afford a loss in New York.
You'll only lose every game he doesn't play.
We can afford one loss. So it's the Golden State Warriors. Golden State Warriors could afford one loss in L.A., okay? But I mean, Pearly, you sound like you are at a wake, son. What happened?
Why you say that? Why would you say that?
You have on your black suit, eh?
Why would you say that, Misty? Why are you even thinking that?
Because all you're doing is crying. You're crying. But the referees let the Warriors push up on the Lakers last night and all that. What kind of madness is coming out of your mouth?
One thing, look at the stats. And look at how many free throws the Lakers took last night.
I've said on this show multiple times, I said one thing going for the Lakers, and I said it when they played against the Grizzlies, that ever since that whole blown foul call in Boston when LeBron put on that Academy Award performance and the Lakers have been having a disparaging amount of free throws compared to their opponents. Coaches have talked about it. They've lobbied the league. They've lobbied the officials. Last night was the anomaly. So I get Pearly saying, well, wow, the whistle went out of the way because for all the calls the Lakers supposedly been getting, it didn't happen last night. And you could see a difference. You could see a swing.
And if you know sports,
80 had one free throw last night. And you, that fella named who I don't like calling, had none.
And if you know,
but Pearly, I bet you wouldn't complain if your shoes was on the other foot.
No, I'm not. I call it as it is.
You got microscopic glasses on right now. Because last it was against the Lakers. And last night's Lakers game, played home.
Golden State was. I can let you talk.
And Lakers played home. Lakers played home and you crying. You ought to be ashamed.
How the Lakers played home and they played in Golden State?
Fairly, you and Naughty, I have such great respect for you all when it comes down to sports.
Stop a minute, Mystery.
Mystery, they played in Golden State last night, man.
They played in Golden State. They're going home tomorrow night.
Huh?
They go to LA tomorrow.
In LA tomorrow night.
Yeah, they go to LA tomorrow.
And guess what?
I'm happy that we can go in Golden State. They're pretty much unbeatable and take one. They play crappy on the road.
No. Golden State getting one in LA. It's not gonna be tomorrow
and
night.
Guess what? They get one. That won't be a problem either. They'll take one in LA.
And watch the free throws.
If they can do that, and it might end in seven, but I believe the Lakers can take two in LA.
And watch this. Watch the free throw swing back to LA in game three, and possibly game four, and then it goes back to Golden State and swinging that pendulum will go that way.
Naughty, the argument you put forward for the change, I hear what you had to say. But if you really watched that game last night, and just be honest, and I'm being fair here now, I'm not being a Laker. The Lakers were pushed around and they weren't blowing the whistle. AD had one foul call on him last night. One?
Yeah.
Well, in any regular game,
I can understand really for a man of your magnitude who knows sports so well, right? You're naughty. Y'all are so knowledgeable in sports. This is a sad day to hear you crying about free throws.
You know, one day, you shouldn't have your mouth.
Hold on, wait a minute.
When you come back Monday, you're going to be down to one.
No, but let me just make this point, though. Let me make this unwavering, underlying point. At least Pearly is here to hear him cry, so to speak, if he's crying.
He
didn't go MIA to Alexander's Dorsett event and disappear. No, sir. That was the biggest crock of BS I ever heard in my life. I feel offended you came with that weak BS trying to say you was MIA. So at least Pearly got the testicular veracity to be here crying. You went AWOL.
All right. Okay. Listen, when I'm trying to call him, just answer the phone. Win or lose.
Yeah, we got you identified now. That ain't gonna never fly. The producer took great offense to that, so he took the liberty to mark your number. So whenever it rings through, we know this mystery dog, and that's how we knew it was you calling in then.
Okay.
So there will be no excuse. Thank God for technology.
Right. Okay.
Now we want to hear from you Monday though, because I say Brunson and Hart put the Villanova thing on you all in Game Three.
Listen. This is the first game in New York. Okay, listen to me. The two first games. Lakers can win the first game. New York can win the first game. After which, it's over from there. That's it, my friend. It's over. Look for nothing else. Don't even watch no more. Listen or read. Don't watch. Don't watch it live. Don't watch. Okay?
Boy, you're more hard.
And listen.
I'm done with that. I'm looking for you.
And then, bam. Adebayo turn into Flam Adebayo, which you cry could be then? Because he ain't going to last.
Bam never turned into Flam. Never.
You can see, right there in the garden.
Bam is a consistent player.
Listen.
He's not like Klay Thompson. He's consistent.
I got a personal friend in New York. You know, he does comedies, acts. Everybody knows him. Huge on Instagram, YouTube, and from many movies. Michael Rappaport. Trust me, when I talk to Michael and Michael get in there with that whole New York massive and Spike Lee and Stephen, it's going to get nasty. It's going to get ugly.
I know it is. I know it's going to get ugly.
And it's going to remind you of when the Knicks them used to beat up on the Heat back in the day.
Yeah, but this ain't ghetto basketball outside on one of the community courts, you know. You got referees, my brother. You got referees. You got policies. You got laws. You got rules. Okay? So regardless of how dirty you can get, someone getting kicked out. A simple, all right? Someone's getting ejected, all right? Let's watch real basketball. I've already stated my point. The first game in L.A., Lakers going to win. The first game in New York, New York is going to win. After that, it's all uphill for both of those teams, okay? Thank you.
Well, first of all, before you go on, but you're actually in Miami tomorrow night. So you've already played two in New York. You're actually in Miami tomorrow night.
Miami, yes.
So, all right, you're in Miami tomorrow night. But we'll see what happens. I really believe you guys get beaten five if Jimmy doesn't play. If Jimmy plays, it's a different story.
I want Jimmy come up when we really need him. I don't want him to play. I don't want him to play tomorrow. I don't want to. Let Brunson play. Let Brunson play. And let, what's his name play? The tall boy, Randall. Julius Randle.
Okay.
Let him play.
We
can beat them with what we have. So I don't hear pearly mouth. Okay? We can beat them with what we have.
Talk to you Monday morning, Monday afternoon, my brother.
Absolutely.
Have a blessed weekend, my brother.
Listen. I have my radio program for Naughty Show. When Naughty come on. No one else. Naughty. Naughty by nature. It's programmed for that. No other show.
There you go.
All right.
Game recognized, game, man. Have a good weekend, Mystery. See you Monday.
Okay, you too.
All right. Boy, Purdy, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll see.
All right, so let's get to this first break, Burley. Get that out of the way. And then we'll pick up our conversation about the Lakers. And then we got some NFL to talk about and so on and so forth. But some more NBA we got to chat about, too.
You know what I noticed with you, Naughty? You know what I noticed with you? And I know it's May now. It's April's gone. It's May now. But since you're a Yankee startled so horribly and sitting in last place, you don't say nothing but baseball. And I just don't want you
back because guess what?
I just don't notice that.
Hold on.
The biggest game in the MLB is tonight. Hugh Darvish against Kershaw tonight in San Diego.
And let me pull a page out of my good friend, the late, great Frankie the Yankee Simmons book. Pearly, do you see what month it is? It's May.
I did prefix my talk by saying it's April gone, it's May. I did say that.
And you know what happens in May? You know what happens in May and June with the Yankees? We know. And then into July, we know. We know what happens, right?
All right.
Anyhow.
I don't know about this year. Don't look too good.
We'll see.
Too many
injuries. We'll see. We'll talk about it on the flip side of the break. It ain't how you start. It's how you finish. Remember that.
Point.
Your Dodgers
low
remember
blow.
That. Yeah.
Very low blow. But, you know, that's all right. Let's go to the break. No problem.
Let's go to the break.
Family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options. And they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Writers of the Kentucky Chicken Sandwich comes a whole new way to enjoy barbecue. The KFC Crispy Barbecue Sandwich features a 100% premium white meat Kentucky Fried Chicken Filet stacked with bacon, cheddar cheese, crispy fried onions, and barbecue sauce on a toasted, buttery brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Crispy Sandwich is available only for a limited time. Try one today and enjoy a whole new level of flavor. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Get ready for the ultimate beach soccer showdown. The Bahamas Football Association presents the 2023 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship from May 8th to 14th. Head to the Beach Soccer Stadium beside the Sydney Poitier Bridge and witness the action. Cheer on the Beach Boys as they compete against powerhouses from 11 countries across the region, like Mexico, El Salvador, and the USA. Gather your friends, family, and flags and cheer on our Beach Boys. Admission is absolutely free. For more information, visit BahamasFA.net. Don't miss out on all the action at the 2023 8th and 14th. See you there.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
A Friday, May 5th edition of Talking Heads is back on and popping. And 5:29 p.m. is the time. Pretty still Zoom. Don't know we lost Pretty. We're going. All right, so yeah, let's get this out of the way, man. Let's talk a little baseball.
No, we don't have to talk baseball. It's early. That's fine. It's early. Dodgers in first place, Yankees in last place. That's all we need to know.
Pretty. But really? That's why I said let's talk a little baseball. I mean, do you really think you should be bragging?
No, I'm not bragging about that. I'm just concerned about your Yankees. A lot of people are concerned about your Yankees early in the season.
Pretty. I have seen this before. This is not uncharted territories for the Yankees.
You're already 10 games out, you know.
Pretty. Pretty. Do you think the Rays going to play at a 26-6 clip?
I'm sure. You got two other teams that are the issue up there. Particularly a team called the Toronto Blue Jays.
No. Hold on. The Toronto Blue Jays only one game in front of the Yankees. What you talking about?
They're the Blue Jays. No. But no, don't give up. Don't count the Rays. Oh, the Rays has been in the money straight too.
I'm going to tell you right now, at the end of the year, when it's all said and done, the Rays, the Jays, and the Yankees going to be in a dogfight for the division and for the wild card. Watch and see.
Okay. All right.
And guess what? I still ain't sold on them stinking Red Sox, but guess what? They're around.
No, they're around, and they made some good moves. They got Justin Turner, some leadership in there.
Now, but, you know,
they did this shortstop, and they ain't nothing much.
You know, quietly, like the Orioles, they ain't gonna be there. They gonna swoon. You and I both know that ain't gonna happen. That they gonna swoon.
Yeah.
The team I got my eye on, very quietly, and you mentioned them earlier in the year, small ball wonders, the Minnesota Twins, and they got pitching.
They do.
That's an ugly team. Because of the weak division they're in, they probably going to make the playoffs.
I'm not sold on them just yet.
But if they out of battle something later on down before the trade deadline, scary. Minnesota, don't sleep on them. Now, I look over in the West. That really, to me, is still Houston's division to win.
Well, Houston, give me that hands down.
As bad as they've played, I still think Houston will be there in the long run, and I think the Mariners will be there in the long run. The Angels, it depends on injuries, and it depends on two dudes. Otani
and Trout. The Angels will not be there, and the Angels will be by trade deadline. They can trade the Japanese boy to the Lakers, to the Dodgers.
The Braves, 22-10, lead up the East. The Mets are there at 16-16. But look at the Pirates. The Pirates really saying something though, Pearly.
The Pirates already lost four in a row.
But they still saying something though. They still saying something.
They came out smoking. They're now a game and a half over the Brewers and 4.5 over the Cubs. And the Brewers can catch them.
The Brewers was ever there though. They were ever there from the break.
Yeah, but the Pirates is a good young team. But they just lost four in a row. They're in a little slump right now. By the time the weekend out, they may be in second or third place.
Well, you know, that's baseball. And the dog days of summer have not reached yet.
Yep.
So we got to have a look at basketball.
But then you got a big game tonight. The Dodgers and the Padres start a big weekend series. I mean, Manny Machado took the 2 days off just to get ready for the Dodgers. So you got 8 hours against Kershaw tonight. It's going to be a really good game to watch.
That's going to be a very good game to watch.
And the Dodgers got two rookies really playing good ball.
And hopefully they'll take that route of a pitching duel.
We'll see. The Davis hasn't looked all that good. He's got about a three ERA. Kershaw's look real good. He's got a 1.7 ERA. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, I don't know. Darvish, I'm holding out that he ends up in a Yankees uniform.
Yeah.
I'm just holding out, but I don't know.
They get a lot of injuries. It's how you battle injuries between now and July is gonna determine where you go. Can't dig the hole too deep. You're already 9 games, so you can't dig it too deep. But you're still a plus 500 baseball team, so that's a good sign right there.
Now, here's the deal, Pearl.
I mean, if the season ends today, the wild card will have a fool. You'll have the Rays,
If it ended
the
today?
The Rangers and the Twins.
Yep.
No, lie. You know, you'll have the Orioles, the Red Sox, and the Angels.
They'd be in there. All of them would be in there because you got to count the wild card.
Think about the Yankees in last place in the division, but only one game out of the wild card.
That's so what I'm telling you. That a lot of baseball to play.
Yeah. A lot of baseball to play. It's cool to have a little conversation. You know, you really can start having a real conversation around independence.
But I'll switch it up a little bit, Pearly, to the NFL. Okay. Patrick Mahomes. Are restructuring of the contract.
Yeah, so they can sign somebody. They need money.
Now I'm starting to think maybe DeAndre Hopkins is in play for the Kansas City
Chiefs.
That's
been a conversation I've heard. Whether if it will happen or not, I don't know, but I've heard it.
Well, the final 10 today, we got Colin Cowherd breaking down that whole restructuring of Mahomes' contract and the possibilities.
Okay. I see the Giants gave the defensive tackle, made it the highest paid nose tackle in the league, Lawrence.
Oh, yeah? Million.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's cool. Like, listen to me carefully. I always tell people this. I don't care how much you pay them. I want them to be paid because people coming to watch them play. They ain't coming to watch the owners. The owners don't need to be taking on their major profits like they are. So don't bother me at all.
No, I agree. The owners are the ones who make off like bandits every time.
Yeah.
Like, people fail to realize. I keep telling them over and over again. Jerry Jones don't care if the Cowboys win or lose. In fact, he'd rather them lose. He's make more money when they lose rather than when they win.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I also see they had a rumor saying Brady with, Fox Sports offered Brady $375 million over 10 years to be a color commentator. And they say Brady can cancel the contract because he don't want to travel like that. I say, you got to be. He shares the kids with Giselle.
Pardon?
Let Giselle keep him Friday. Does let Giselle keep him Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday? You keep him Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's all.
He trying to get back with Giselle or something.
Yeah, but he also said that he's not walking away from that contract. So, you know, they just trying to fuel that foolishness about the Dolphins. That ain't that now. Brady done.
Boy, look here. They fueling that though, Pearly. They fueling it, but guess what?
Yeah,
it's not going away.
That's not happening. I see Lamar got a no trade and a no tie clause in his contract, so he's straight like a pin.
I don't know. No trade, he good to go.
Yeah. But them Eagles signing their draft picks as well. Jalen Carter already signed with the Eagles. You know, I think he got like $21 million fully guaranteed. 21, yeah, around that.
When you need money, you can sign that contract early.
Yeah, but then under that's about, listen, you ain't getting much higher than that. That's about, they have, for the rookies, you know, they have scales, pay scales. So they're within the scale. He's fine.
Yeah, they good. I mean, he can get his money. They always want that money.
He's comfortable. He can live life now.
Young dude with any kind of money right now.
The worst is I hear Zeke is a highly unlikely for Zeke to return to the Cowboys. Is there any truth to that rumor?
Yes, it is highly unlikely. If Zeke was going to be returning to the Cowboys, he would have been returned to the Cowboys right now on a restructured contract.
Okay.
I think Dallas is happy with what they... We took Deuce Vaughn in the draft, bro. I people don't really understand how happy I am that we took Deuce Vaughn in the draft. Kansas State product. He was monster in college. Played in the Big 12. Put up big, stupid numbers against 5-180. He could play in the NFL. He may not be an every down back, but he going to play. And in today's NFL, we're going with the scat backs. Look who you all drafted. Not too much bigger.
Yeah, but faster. Yeah, probably one day.
Yep. But I'm saying speed and space is the new thing in offense. And this Deuce Vaughn gets in speed and space. Deuce is part Barry Sanders. Part Darren Sproles. That's who he is.
I heard he had a lot of Barry Sanders similarities.
I'm a lot of Darren Sproles too.
Okay.
Low to the ground and quick and shifty.
All right.
And the good thing about him is when he hits the hole, he's 3 yards upfield before you realize where he is. He gets lost behind them linemen.
All right.
The next thing you know, boom, there he is in open space and he's gone. And he can't make people in the open field miss. So I'm excited about Deuce Vaughn. So I don't foresee Ezekiel Elliott coming back to the Dallas Cowboys unless there's an injury and he knows the system. I think if Zeke ends up with somebody, it's going to be like a New England right before a training camp, and here we go.
All right.
Somebody wants to run the football, Pearly. New England strikes me as that team.
But maybe somebody who needs that short down back, and who can give them the first down or score the touchdown inside the two, and then that's probably a contender.
Well, you got options, I guess. You know,
that'd be something if he goes in Philadelphia.
If Breece Hall is injured, no, Philadelphia just got the Swift from Detroit.
I know.
If Breece Hall's not 100% recovered, he'd be a good fit in New York as an insurance policy. And then when Breece comes back, you slide him to the bench. But he's got to accept that role coming in and know that that's what he's going to be.
Well, if nobody signs him right away, he'll pick it up. Get a chip on the shoulder.
He'll need to. But I think it's too late for Zeke now. I think Zeke's gone the route of Todd Gurley and those guys.
All right.
You don't feel sorry for Zeke. He had a good run, but it is what it is.
You sure did.
That's why running backs are considered dinosaurs, and it's a rarity that you see him drafted as high as Bijan Robinson went the other night. You have to have an absolute freak, a generational talent, which they say he is.
Yeah.
Because you could find running backs dime a dozen in a draft from the second round down.
Yeah,
and quality running backs.
Yeah, that's why you didn't get a lot. No, I think only one was first round draft pick this year.
Yeah. No, two. Robinson went to the Falcons, and then Jamar Gibbs went to the Lions.
Yeah, that's right.
But nonetheless, those two were there, and then running backs didn't start going again until the second and the third, and then there was a run later on in the third and the fourth. Because Ray Jogi had a chain in the fourth round, right?
Yeah, you got him in the third. Yeah.
So there's talent to be found.
We didn't have a fourth round pick. We got him in the third round.
Okay.
Second, third, fifth, and second, third, sixth, and seventh, or something like that.
Y'all still did all right, considering, you know, all what y'all were up against.
Yeah, we'd be all right. My pick was Jalen Ramsey. I straight with that. So the rest, everything cool.
That's when people tell me, well, why didn't the Cowboys take Brandon Cooks?
A lot of people don't believe if you don't get a play in the first two rounds, you didn't get good players. But Brady was 199th pick player. He was 199th. So whatever round that is.
And we know what he did with his opportunity.
All right, then. So it isn't that. Zach Thomas, I think, was a seventh-round pick for the Dolphins back in the day, or fifth-round pick, or late-round pick. See what happened there.
Yes, indeed.
The perfect example is Purdy from the 49ers. The last player pick. Mr. Irrelevant. The last player pick. And he started the Super Bowl? Or was it? When did he start?
No, he didn't make the Super Bowl.
The NFC Championships?
He started in there and then got injured, but yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you know, anything can happen. You get some really good diamonds in the rough. People just pass the bottom and some get in the right system. They look really good.
So, I got one for you. We're talking NFL. Cam Newton says he didn't get a chance back in the league because of his hair. See, people are intentionally ostracizing him from the league. Because of his hair.
Oh boy. Yeah. That time, you know.
No, people are ostracizing you from the league because after Von Miller and the Broncos brutalized you all in the Super Bowl, you ain't been the same since. He went on a downward trajectory after that Super Bowl, Pearly. He was in a funk after the Super Bowl, which I don't think he ever recovered from. And everywhere he went since then, fell off. Went to New England, that didn't work out. Brought him back to Carolina, that didn't work out. And for lack of a better word, I mean, you look like you into rocking handkerchiefs as bonnets and thing. I mean, I don't know. Do you think we've seen the last of Cam Newton?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
Probably not. Probably you'll hear more from him.
You think he gets another shot in the league?
Oh, no, no. He's done. He's done in the league.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, no. He's done. He's done. He's done. He's done. Stick a fork in him. He's done. Ain't nothing happening for him.
Anyway.
He got to look bad in New England.
Huh?
He didn't look too good in New England.
No, he didn't. He had his moments.
Yeah. So he's done. Stick a fork in him. Base, get the base and brushes that base in him.
Because I think people aren't going to try. I think they're going to try to invest in a quarterback with more upside coming out than they are with a veteran with issues like him, who has known flaws.
I agree. They can work with him better.
So we'll see where all of that pans out. I don't know, though. I mean, I think he got a fair shake. Cam never really got a fair shake. Cam always got a fair shake, in my opinion. Let's be real. From Florida to Auburn, I mean, with the whole situation with the laptop from Florida, he got out of that scot-free without a problem, went to Auburn, won a national championship, won a Heisman Trophy. He played in the NFL, did well for many years, but obviously, you know, there is a standard.
You have to keep.
I mean, look at Tannehill. Tannehill's going through it right now, too. He'll be the next one out of a job, I believe. Behave, Pearly, behave.
I ain't saying nothing. I've been quiet. I ain't saying a word.
So, but we'll see. Like I say, there's going to be some surprises in training camp, too. You're going to see some people end up elsewhere and get cut and end up in new places, and some just going to be done. And you'll be like, okay, I see what happened. That was him. That was the last dove. That's the last. And I think you're going to see a lot of that in training camp this year, because the influx of talent in this year's draft was deep across the board at multiple positions. You know what I mean? So I think you're going to see some names moving. I think Arizona going to make some trades too. I think Hopkins is going to be on the move. I think safety Buda Baker is going to be on the move. And Simmons, the linebacker. That's a lot of talent. All of those guys had high draft grades. Especially Simmons just coming out. We still got Pearly or we lost Pearly?
I am right here. I ain't going nowhere.
All right. So, I mean, I think Arizona is somebody that you could pick the cupboards for right before training camp and get some quality pieces.
So we'll see what happens.
I think Kyler Murray, they stuck with Kyler Murray, though.
Oh, yeah. They know that, but he's not a bad quarterback. Getting protection, they can be all right.
Really, Pearly?
I believe so.
What has he really done in his time in the NFL?
He's been injured. He's not out a good offensive line.
Why?
He's not a decent running game.
Because he's too itty-bitty to play that position. You know, I mean, I'm rooting for him because I don't want to see ACL, you know, be his career-ending, you know, swarm today. Buddy, you got to start putting up some wins in Arizona.
Well, let's see what happens.
Not too many coaches going to take you on.
He did well and he got hurt. Let's see if he can stay healthy.
All right. We'll keep an eye on that. We got two games in the NBA. Obviously, we got to get our pro picks in now, Pearly. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And, of course, be sure to log on to theislandgame.com and check out the sports book and look at all the ways to play on your favorite sports, Major League Baseball, NFL in season, basketball, NBA playoffs. Be sure to check them out on that. Hockey. All right? So don't miss out on any of the action and the chance to win with the Island Game.
Somebody tell me that they like listening to me and you say they didn't hit Carly three times because it would be tell them
to send some kickback.
They need to buy lunch. That's all. I know.
Send some lunch money is correct.
All right.
So we got the Celtics and the Sixers tonight in Philadelphia.
Ah, boy. This is interesting. I think the Celtics have found got his act together.
I think so, too. After that beatdown in game two, I think the Celtics go on the road and make sure they get this one.
Yeah,
game four is still up in the air, but I like the Celtics to get this one tonight. Nuggets and the Suns, no Chris Paul. I like the Celtics.
Take the broom. Bring the broom out.
I like the Nuggets to continue.
Sweet.
With what they're doing. Texas chiming in. Celtics going to win that game, too. Speaking of Celtics, man, we heard from Gardner in a minute, man.
Hmm. No comment. No comment.
Anyhow, you must know something I don't know.
No, I don't know anything.
Well, I heard from Gardner in a minute. I hope Gardner all right. And happy birthday to Sparky. Celebrated 74
hey,
this
happy
week.
Birthday, Sparky.
Yeah, man. And listen.
And we got another good young friend, Campbell Seymour, who's turning adult. His birthday today. Big Valley boy drummer. Happy birthday, Cam.
Minus the Valley part.
Yeah. I don't like the Valley. But that's all right.
You let that go.
None personal.
On a more somber note, man, we lost a good brethren this week, man, and I want to just make another mention of it. He was a huge basketball fan, too. I used to talk a lot of sports with him and politics and music and everything, and he always used to look out for me and mine and all the comics at Jokers over there at the Bahamas Musician and Entertainers. You know, I'm talking about Mr. Ronnie Ambrista. Sad to hear.
You beat me to it. Yeah, they're a very dear friend. You know what kind of shirt I wear, so he sings to every funeral. Every event, I've known him all my life. I've been to school with his kids, St. Augustine's. So just wanted to send my prayers and thoughts out to the Ambrista family. We've lost a good brother.
Very good brother, for real.
Yeah.
And may he rest in peace and may you keep the family in your thoughts and prayers as well.
Yeah,
Pearly, we got to get to the break, man. And, you know, okay. Colin Cowherd taking us home. So, you know, enjoy that on a ride home. Right. Have a great weekend, man.
All right, everybody, you have a great weekend.
All right.
And we'll do talking on the flip side.
There you go. Everybody who chimed in today, texted in and then calling in, good stuff as always. And we'll see you back here. Lord, spend life in the chair Monday for the Monday edition of Talking Heads.
Tell Stat and Suck. Tell Stat Boy I send that message.
And they can make sure I pass by and tell you live.
Yeah, I know when they pass out the show. That's why I'm getting it in now.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, we'll talk soon. Y'all be safe.
Later.
Mr. Producer, you have a good weekend too, man. Get us to the break.
Yeah, Mr. Producer, thanks for everything. I appreciate you, brother.
And Colin Cowherd will be taking us home.
That's giving up a lot, right? Because what Baltimore's betting on is that they love Lamar now, but they don't see him as a 15-year player. And the next 5 years are the best 5 years. With Lamar's style and his history of injuries, the Ravens are going to be all in and pay every penny for 5 years. But I've said this repeatedly. Tua is not built to play 15 years. Kyler Murray's not. Bryce Young isn't. Doesn't mean they can't be a great quarterback. Justin Herbert's style and body size, that's a 15-year player or longer. Brady's big, 6'4 and a half, 230. He sat in the pocket. That's built to play 15 years. Tom Brady got a no franchise tag. Do you remember that? It was at the very end of his deal with New England. And about all we think we can get out of Tom, let's not fight at the end of this deal to hold him. By this time, we got the rings. He's been a great player. We've loved our relationship, but we'll give this one up. And so the contract ends, and maybe Baltimore, like New England, regrets it. Because when this contract ends, Lamar's going to be 30. But remember how fast it appeared Big Ben aged and Cam Newton aged and Russell Wilson last year aged. Now, I think Russell rebounds, but he didn't look the same running around. Kyler Murray doesn't want to run around and get hit. And so what the Ravens are doing by putting these clauses in, they're saying, listen, we're all in for the next 5 years, but you're not going to let us franchise tag. That's fine. You're going to tell us where we have to trade you. That's fine. My guess, 3 years in, they'll start drafting quarterbacks to see so they don't get trapped. Third, fourth, fifth round, they'll try to find somebody. But you allow this as a business or a franchise when you don't necessarily see it as a 20-year relationship. And due to Lamar's style of play and his injuries, he's probably not. And I'm okay with it. Most business years out, not 15, not 10. So if you're the Ravens for the next 5 years, you're going to be wildly dynamic at quarterback. That's a long time. This league fires a quarter of its coaches every year, meaning every 4 years, the entire league turns over in coaches. By the way, look, the longest tenured quarterback in the league right now is Dak Prescott. I thought he was young. Now he's the old guy. So the Ravens are saying, hey, this is the way the world works now. More quarterbacks are moving, getting running, getting hit. Careers, Brady's the outlier. Careers can be shorter. If I told you, you're going to buy a house, going to be the greatest house you've ever lived in for 5 years, but it's not a 30-year home, would you do it? I would. You're going to buy a car. It's not a 20-year car, but it's going to give you a great ride for 5 years, best time. Like Lamar Jackson for 5 years, you're in the Super Bowl bubble. I'm all for it. I'll worry about year six in about 3 years. I'm not worried today. It's 2023. I'm not worried about 2029 today. I'm worried about 23, 24, 25, and then we start talking. But Lamar makes you viable. Lamar wins 75% of his games in that division with Burrow, Deshaun Watson. Lamar's a guy. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
It's a teaser.
And it shows you that when Anthony Davis is great, the Lakers are 5-0. When Anthony Davis is good, they're 5-1. When he's okay, they're a 500 team. These are not LeBron's Lakers. It is official. They are not. This is AD's team. This Laker team last night got a very strong game from LeBron. No turnovers, 10 of 18 shooting, played a lot of minutes, and they got rolled. LeBron's no longer an elite defender. He hangs out by the three-point line. This team is AD's team, and they'll be as good as AD is. When he's great, and we predicted with just a day's rest, he would come way back down to earth. He was still elite defensively, but the Warriors didn't challenge him there. They didn't let him be as dominating a force. Did you notice Steph, Draymond, pulling up for free throw jumpers? So last night's a great example. There are some things you can do with a quarterback. Like you can make him more accurate or consistent, but you can't make a quarterback larger. You can't make him more athletic. You can't make him more intelligent. And with AD, the question is, does he have the alpha? LeBron in his prime embraced it. So did MJ. So did Kobe. They embraced it. With AD, and this is now officially his team, all the analytics tell you, is he physically night? He's not. It's his 11th year in the league. There's things you can do to alter or improve a quarterback. You can't make him taller. You can't make him more athletic. There are ceilings. And I think there's a passion ceiling and an intensity ceiling to AD's personality and his body. You're not going to get 70 games. You're not going to get 65 games. You're not going to get 20 straight great playoff games. That's not who he is. LeBron in his prime almost never had a bad game. I mean, you go back to LeBron for about a 10-year period. You can count on one hand in 10 years the average playoff games. He once got crap in Cleveland, and I forget who they were playing. It may have been Boston, where his owner said he kind of quit on the team. He had like 28 points and 12 assists and great defense. I mean, LeBron was held to such a high standard. With AD, it's the opposite. After a great game, we all go, okay, he's coming back down to earth. So he's not physically 11 years in the league going to change. This is what he is. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's a really good guy. I think he's really gifted. I think when he's healthy and on, he's a top five player in the league. And he's almost always good defensively. But the Warriors last night said, we're not going to let you dominate defensively. We're going to pull up. We're not going to challenge you at the rim. We're going to take away that dominance. And they did. And they forced him to get up and down the floor. And he didn't have 2.5 days rest. So the question now is, and that's why every time I throw out a sell AD high. Okay, this is what he is. You are getting an incredibly viable long stretch of healthy, passionate AD. You think you're going to get 65 games next year of that? Like, this is the height of it. And when he's good, he's really good. But if you look at sports, NFL, NBA, the great example is Juju Smith-Schuster, who's not close to AD as a player. Chiefs used him for a year, moved on, and the Patriots are suckers and signed him for three. This sport, these leagues are GMs and the smarter teams knowing when to move off really good players who have peaked or buying players when people are bailing on them. People bailing on Andrew Wiggins, Warriors came in and said, no. He's a great player in our system, right? Rudy Gobert, T-Wolves, nine players. They got worked by Utah, and Utah ended up being much better than we thought. So the AD thing, whenever I suggest, be very careful about falling in love with AD. Fall in like with AD. And the dilemma for the Lakers, though, this is now his team. LeBron was very zero impact. When AD was highly efficient in game one, he won the game. He controlled the game. So that's the dilemma for the Lakers, is it's now AD's team. He's the better player.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.